This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. A victorious end to the weekend for Brayhead Clan tonight, beating the Sheffield Steelers by 3-2 after taking the points in overtime. With me to discuss the game is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, two defeats and disappointment last week, four-point weekend this week. What a difference 7 days makes.
Yeah, I mean, that's hockey, that's sport, I guess. But, I think last night we played well, and tonight we competed. You know, we defended when we had to, and I thought our D-zone this weekend has probably been the best it's been all season. I think we're playing with some good confidence back there, and, you know, we're not scoring goals like we are used to, but, I was happy for the way we rolled out this weekend.
And another great character win as well, coming up when it needed it.
Yeah, like I said, we're a little short and banged up here, but guys stuck with it. We had some big kills late in crucial times, and you know, arguably one of the best teams in the league there. Tomo's done a great job, and they're a high octane offensive team, and we had to absorb. And I thought when we had chances to get on the forecheck, our forwards did a good job and created some good looks, but overall it was a good weekend and proud of the guys.
As happy as you are with the performances, did you feel you got a little bit of luck your way as well at times during tonight's game?
No.
I mean, in terms of Zajkowski, you know, saving the penalty shot and then the game going on from there?
I mean, he made a big save and early in the game, but we missed some breakaways. We hit the crossbar with 4 minutes left in the game. You know, we executed a game plan, which, you know, obviously I don't consider it's luck. We executed it exactly. We wanted four behind that puck at all times, and that's what we did.
Now, we've spoken a lot about the contributions of Levitt, Pitt and Becker to the team this year. Can you count Mike Hammond in those terms from his recent form?
Oh, we're not going to single anybody out, Craig. We had a great team, a great performance as a group tonight. Guys stepped up, guys played big minutes, guys were playing all over the ice. I'm not going to single any one player out. As a group here, we played for one goal, and the goal is 2 points, and we executed that.
Overall, what's pleased you the most about the two games this weekend as you look back?
Well, like I said, I mean, we competed from the D zone out as opposed from the offensive zone back, and we scraped two low goal scoring games against two high octane offenses. And you know, like I said earlier, that was something that we need to do. That's what winners do. That's what guys that compete at the top have clean D zones, great chances off a good D zone plays. And I thought we did that this weekend.